going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we'll start off kind of mellow, kind of quiet. Don't want to roust you too vigorously. But good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. We make Mondays great. So that's part of the deal. And you got to pump it up on your end too. All right. We've got a lot of things we want to cover today. Let's kick it off by giving you a chance to win. Yeah, we still have tickets. Yeah, I don't know what kind of deal the boss made, but we scored big, which means you score big.
He's got something on
somebody. He does. He's got pictures. Win Rock the Country tickets, two-day plus tickets. These are better than regular tickets.
Thus the plus.
There you go. You got like your own. You got like your own porta potty. It's actually better than a porta potty. You know the kind they pull up in trailers at air conditioning. That's really serious. What you get?
Nice.
You get your own bar and stuff. Not your own, but everybody else that's in it. Yeah, it's a sweet deal because normally those tickets would go for $289 each.
Whoa.
That is correct, sir. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, whole bunch more. 9th and 10th, Ocala, you want your tickets. You need to text this word, BIG, B-I-G, BIG. Text BIG to 20357, and you will be in the running, my friends. Yeah, this is special close-to-the-stage viewing area, an exclusive bar, special entrance, premium restrooms, and whatever else you can...
It's a good deal if you're buying a ticket, even better deal if you win.
That's what I'm saying. So text BIG to 20357 for your two-day plus tickets. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Very nice. So that'll give you something to look forward to. And that's Mother's Day weekend. So maybe you can work mom into the deal. Everybody's even happier, which is always nice. Yeah, it's hard to believe that's coming up. And then don't forget my birthday, May 13th. I mean, don't make a big deal about my May 13th birthday that's coming up. You know, I don't want a bunch of gifts, especially very expensive stuff or really inexpensive stuff like apple fritters, which you know I'll share, Greg. You know I'll share.
Now, see, I'm on board with that one.
I do share and share alike.
The donut connection's not that far from the studio.
It really
they
is.
Seem to have
And I already got my early birthday present, as you may have seen on the Book of Faces.
All the pictures. You did good, dude.
I'm very excited about it.
I'm going to talk to Jen because, you know, my birthday is in August. She's going to have to really step up to compete with
Well,
that.
Basically, if Jen loves you, she will give you something of that magnitude.
See, her birthday is like a week before mine. So.
Yeah. You kind of set the bar, and then she works off of that.
So it's kind of, it's
she gives you position. She gives you one more flower than you gave her.
That's right.
I gave you a dozen roses. Yeah. I gave you 13.
But yeah, you got a cool-looking ride for your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's one of those things where, you know, you look at it, you're like, you only live once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get what you, this is probably the last go-around for that kind of a luxury toy item for me. So, yeah, live it up, right?
Hint, it's got two wheels and goes potato, potato, potato.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with potatoes. Although I'm going to try to lay back on the carbs a little bit. Yeah. I talked about that last week, remember? I think we were talking about it.
Yeah, but it's right before a weekend trip to Leesburg and the like thing. So you're not going to like eat healthy on a trip like that.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh, but
I had, you know, we rode to Mount Dora. If you ever go there, they have a lot of different festivals always going on, kind of the town square there. It's pretty popular. Ride around the lake's a great, great ride. And I thought Betsy was going to split it with me. It's like this blueberry ice cream on some kind of pastry, donut-y kind of thing that acted as a cone. But I just thought when I read it, it was going to be all that stuff like in a bowl. But actually came, like, tried to make a cone out of it. Well, the scoop, and I'm not exaggerating, was probably at least four normal scoops. It was larger than a softball.
Really?
Yes, and then they put whipped cream on top of that.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was, like, blueberry jam filling in the bottom part. And she tasted it, and she goes, oh, I don't like that. I go, what's not to like? You're kidding, right? And she goes, eh.
So it all became
worse. Oh, my God. I just thought it was the best. Wow. I don't know that I've ever had blueberry ice cream. It was a blueberry festival, so everything's blueberry themed. And so it's all fresh and everything. And I said, well, yeah, I can't remember having it. So I tried it, and I was like, wow, this is really good.
See, my food thing, I went to the Tyler's Hope event for Dystonia. We had
crawfish boil.
I went to the crawfish boil. Yeah, of course, we had Doreen Webby and Stephen Tanner on talking about that last
night. She changed her name again. It used to be Weeby.
What did I say?
Webby.
Did I really? Okay. And here's why.
And I thought I had it wrong because I always have it wrong.
You got it right. There's a family in St. Louis that are Webbies.
Oh, that's where it came from.
And every once in a while, my brain jumps track on that.
Okay.
So,
Weeby.
Yes, you're correct.
So, wait. Greg was wrong for once. Bob was right. Thank you. So it's only 1,012 to 1, but I'm working on it. It's a comeback.
You're on the way, Bob. You're almost there.
So you were schmoozing with the Weebies.
Oh, yes. Of course, Freddie was there, and Sar, our buddy Rob that works for one of the TV stations. A lot of folks that were there. But you were just talking about the food. So I didn't do the crawfish themselves.
You didn't try it at all?
No, it's just...
Wow.
But I ate everything around it, you know, the sausage, and the corn,
and
potatoes, and all that. And then, of course, you had some fried okra and some other shrimp. I couldn't say no to all that stuff.
Now, would you normally eat shrimp or lobster or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I can't say it really tastes like that per se, but it's such a small amount of meat.
It's the work.
It's not, yeah. Well, that's exactly, okay.
There's not a payoff.
Yeah. Well, that's when you have, you know, maybe like Jen or somebody go, oh, let me open a few of those so you can try it.
That would be okay, yeah. But otherwise, it's like, yeah. Because the shrimp, the ones that were in the boil, you got to peel anyway. But they were big, so that's worth the effort. Little crawdads, whatever, crawfish. Depending where you're from in the country, you call them one or the other, I guess.
Bugs.
Yep, pretty much.
But no, and the whole idea of it is usually a good time, a lot of fun. So you raised some money for Tyler's Hope?
They did, and it was good to see everybody, and appreciate you coming out and supporting the local events that we are a part of.
Absolutely. We love it. This is a great area to live in. We really are blessed.
Yes.
Yep. It is 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Columbus Day, making a comeback. Land ho, Chris. Columbus.
What?
Remember him?
Oh, yeah. We're not supposed to say his name, are we?
Maybe.
Lefties don't like it.
I've got your NASCAR winner, too. It was Austin Cindric. Won Talladega.
Nice.
Details on whole bunches of other things coming your way. We're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's make Monday great. Come on, pump it up. Good morning. Welcome. 620 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, so you'll never miss anything, interviews and some of the stuff we do. You can take it wherever you go, wherever you download your other podcast. You can go to Spotify, Apple, or the Odyssey app, all that. And you can grab it. Never miss a minute of the show. Just click on subscribe, and you will be all set. A lot of accidents happening. Clearwater Beach got a boat and a ferry, and 9 killed, multiple others injured after a driver rams an SUV into a crowded Vancouver street festival, and this was purposeful. From what we can tell,
this thing had a history of mental illness. So it's like, okay, so we're going to go down that road. Is that a red flag? Should someone like that be driving?
He'll be known now as the SUV man.
SUV man?
Well, instead of a gunman.
Oh.
SUV.
Then they should take away his rights, I guess.
Yeah.
On a van.
Yeah. But 9 people are dead, dozens injured. Driver sent an SUV careening into a crowd. This was a festival. I mean, you can't get a more of a density of, people. Right. Associated Press reports the vehicle entered the Canadian street where people were attending a Filipino community festival just after 8 p.m. Friday. A number of people, I told you that, exact number may unfortunately be... there's a possibility it could be updated again. That's not good. The driver, a 30-year-old Vancouver man, was arrested at the scene. The Lapu Lapu Day Festival was being held in South Vancouver. Video posted on social media showed victims and debris strewn across a long stretch of road with at least 7 people lying there. Black SUV with a crumpled front section could be seen in some of the still photos from there. And... it's just, they're not going to release all the details, obvious, until they do a full investigation. But just tragic. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you have a free and open society, it is very, very difficult to stop bad people from doing bad things.
Yep.
And sometimes they use a gun, a club, a bat, a knife, a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, terrible, though. All right, so the president, he's been hanging out with Saquon Barkley, the great running back from the Super Bowl champ Eagles, and hanging out, playing a little golf. And the Eagles are supposed to visit as a team today, visit the president. And, people are trying to kind of stir it up and say maybe not everybody's going to go or something. They always do that. But... Eagles team owner Jeffrey Lurie called it, quote, a time-honored tradition that the team was looking forward to. All right.
Fair.
It was Jalen Hurts, maybe was sort of a question mark. Yeah. 2025 Time 100 Gala, New York City on Thursday night. Jalen Hurts was asked, whether he planned on visiting the White House. And he said, and he kind of looked around. He never answered the question as the interviewer thanked him for his time. He never answered the question. And maybe he was looking around to see if other people were there because he didn't want to say yes
or no.
Or no.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about trying to read the room. That's always awkward.
Yeah. And it is sad that that's the case.
Yeah.
First 100 days. You know, we're going to have that air a special. That is, 8 to 10 this Wednesday? And so Wednesday night, you want to check that out. It's a town hall style, first 100 days. President Trump, Bill O'Reilly, is going to be one of the hosts, so you might want to check that out. As President Trump finishes his first 100 days of his second term, Americans from all over the country are giving him advice on what he should focus on next. Yep, somebody said, keep the money in our country. In other words, giving him a positive encouragement about, you know, bringing some businesses back. Go ahead with the tariffs because they are going to work. Close the border was the best thing ever. Drill, baby, drill.
There you go.
That kind of captures it. However, some like Denny from Detroit said the president could soften his approach. His advice was try to be more nonpartisan. You know, it's interesting.
Hey, really?
I think he has been nonpartisan. Now, does he call out Democrats all the time? Yes, but it's not just because they're Democrats or only because they're Democrats. He's calling out stupid people, frankly.
It's based on what they're doing and saying.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he's not. Although he picks on the Democrats as a whole, yes. But I don't.
So much material.
They say it's all partisan because anything that's not wacky. Oh, that's not a weird idea. That must be those evil conservatives,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't want to mutilate children and decide what sex they could or couldn't be and all that.
No, they do.
Yep. It can't be that every Democrat is wrong, Denny tries to say, because Denny's probably a Democrat. And he said, yeah, it's not every Democrat is wrong and every Republican is right.
I don't think Trump says that, though.
No.
Don't call anybody. He doesn't care.
Oh, if you're a weak-kneed, weasley Republican, he'll rip you a new one.
Yeah.
Someone has to have an ounce of sense in that Congress. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
So, actually, tomorrow will mark the exact 100 days in office. And I think, the big thing was the borders.
Yeah.
And then trying to clean things up, getting gangsters that were allowed to come into the country. Oh, my gosh.
And when you consider how much pushback he's had on that with these stupid, activist judges on stuff, he's done an amazing job. Amazing job.
I guess one area of disappointment, and listen, nothing happens quickly in government and geopolitical issues that are of a global perspective, when you have little control other than to try to bring the parties together. I honestly thought at this point we might be just a little further along with the Russian-Ukrainian thing.
I think he did too, though.
Yeah, and I don't think it's for his lack of effort, I don't think. But that's the one area where I thought maybe we'd be a little further along.
He's gotten some curves thrown at him on that one, though, from both sides.
Oh, yeah. Well, and everything else that he tries to do, you have these wacky lefty judges, pushing injunctions all the time. So it is hard to get things done, but we're going to keep on moving, keep on going, and keep on winning. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. If you didn't catch Code Word for today to win tickets for Rock the Country, stick around. I'll do that in a few minutes. 97.3, The Sky. Happy Monday. Come on. Let's make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:38, and we've got plenty to talk about for sure, including some raids, some drug busts, things like that. Some tragedies also in there, unfortunately. I just want to send a shout out, though. Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, Dan DeMarco, and the whole group. What an awesome evening that they put together. This year it was held at the World Equestrian Club, and they just have beautiful facilities. If you've never been, World Equestrian Center, I call it club. Anyway, what a great place to do it, and entertainment, and you had the you know, the guest speaker out there, the general, the hammer, and the food was excellent. It was just a great crowd, and you know, tip of the hat. And thanks to everyone and anybody who was involved on any level. And, you know, you can always go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org if you ever want to volunteer at the ranch or give a donation. They could always use the help. They could always use the monetary support. They are a 501c3. You can write it off on your taxes. And it is an excellent cause. They keep the overhead low, but great job to the whole gang. It's a lot of work to put on a big event like that. Plus, the whole time, you know, they've got to run everything back at the camp. And they've expanded now. They've got a place in Mississippi. So, you know, they're doing it right. And the fact that they're expanding, you know, says good things about them. But so, unfortunately, it always comes down to, you know, money to keep operations going. But that was really, really well done last night. So thanks to Dan and the whole crew, because everybody around them, they're just, everybody works very, very hard. All right. I told you I'd give you tickets for Win the Country, or at least a chance to win them. 2-day. These are plus tickets. Yeah. You get your own exclusive bar, special entrance, and premium restrooms, a foot massage. Oh, no, you don't get a foot massage. And also, you're closer to the stage. Yeah, they're called plus tickets. And that's what you will win today if you're chosen. But you have to text the word BIG to 20357. That's BIG as in B-I-G. If I win these tickets, I'll feel like a big deal. B-I-G. Text that to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. But that is going to be a good time, and that's coming up not this weekend, but the following one. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Sneaking up on, I mean, it's May this week.
I know.
Is that crazy?
It's good, though. It's my birthday month. I mean, I don't like to talk about my birthday, but it is my birthday month.
Don't believe you've been 13th. More than a
couple times. It's the 13th. It's the 13th. Oh, I guess send a shout. Anyway, all right, we got to move on for now. But I got I got more shout outs. We gotta do it. I'm sure Greg does too. The Schmooze Master. We gotta follow along with what he's been up to over the weekend for sure. Dramatic footage captured the moment hundreds of DEA agents descended on a Colorado nightclub over the weekend, detaining more than 100 illegal immigrants in the early morning raid. More than 300 law enforcement officers from federal and local agencies involved in the operation, seizing drugs and weapons from the underground nightclub Sunday morning at Colorado Springs. A total of 114 illegal immigrants were detained in the raid, and the reason the club was a target is because it was a big good time with the old MS-13 crew.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And you know what a big good time is for them. Usually it has to do with murdering, raping, human trafficking, and drugs. Other than that, nice peeps. You know, really nice people. Federal officers can be seen breaking up a large front window, and the building was basically, you know, didn't look like much. There was no, you know, marquee or any kind of branding, so to speak, on the building. And you had people that, many of them, they tried to flee, which nightclub attire for some people and running don't always make for a good mix there. This is the police with a search warrant demanding entry. Exit the front door one at a time with nothing in your hands held high above your head. That's what the agents told the folks, gave them instructions in English and in Spanish. Over a dozen active duty service members went undercover as security guards or night club patrons during the raid. So they were, you know, mixed in there amongst the crowd as well. Probably a smart way to handle that. What was happening inside was significant drug trafficking, prostitution, crimes of violence. They seized a number of guns in there. And that was the DEA Rocky Mountain Division and one of their special agents giving information to the media. DEA agents also found cocaine and pink cocaine, also known as TUSI, I think, T-U-S-I. And yeah, that's become the new sort of popular thing. It's a mixture of stuff. And does it have fentanyl in it? Maybe. Does it have enough to kill you? You know, spin the revolver wheel and put it to your head and find out, unfortunately.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah. Two people were arrested on outstanding warrants as well during the raids, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi. All right. These folks, the DEA and everybody that works with them, these people are going to be busy for quite a while now. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And there's a judge that people are calling on to resign. No shocker there. And another person with really nice hair could be jumping back into politics.
Really?
Yep.
This could be interesting.
Yeah. It's all about the hair.
Yep.
And when I tell you who this is, then you'll go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yes.
All right. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house and plenty to talk about. Terrible accident that occurred. One person died, several injured. And this happened yesterday when a boat crashed into a ferry off the Memorial Causeway Bridge. This is in the Clearwater area, and then fled the scene. Clearwater Police Department posted on X, multiple injuries, and the crash had been declared a mass casualty incident by the Clearwater Fire and Rescue Department due to the number of injuries. All those injuries, those that were injured aboard the ferry, they were carrying more than 40 people. Yeah, that's a pretty good amount. This is, you know, you can call it a ferry, but it's really kind of a glorified pontoon boat, to be honest with you. So I would say that was probably close to capacity there. The ferry came to rest on a sandbar just south of Memorial Causeway Bridge, and all the patients and passengers had been removed. And they didn't have a lot of information, or at least the police weren't sharing a lot of information about the boat that fled the scene. And authorities didn't immediately provide the number of those that were hurt. I guess the concern would be, you know, there's one dead. We don't know exactly how that occurred, but did anybody else fall off the boat? Are they all accounted for? I can't get an answer on that one way or another.
Yeah, because you're always trying to figure out, okay, did they have good documentation? How many were on? How many are accounted for? Yeah, they were doing a lot of searching. So.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing so far.
And, you know, that is a pretty big, wide open area and body of water, for sure. And many people have been, you know, across the Causeway Bridge in that area. And, yeah, the water can get a little shallow in places. But how do you do it? You know, you run into a boat hard enough to hurt a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And
bigger than you are. Somebody's not paying attention.
Yeah, and then you just take off. Yeah, that's probably not going to go well, especially when people have, but he's got a, you know, phone on him, camera, eyewitnesses, all of that.
It's hard to hide these days.
So when we get more information, we'll share that with you. Uh-oh. And the original Mr. Hair.
Oh, we're going
Mr.
Back.
Perfect Hair.
Oh, yeah, he had some too.
Coming back.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember the name Rod Blagojevich? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Well, you do.
I lived in St. Louis, and that's just across the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the governor there. And then he was caught on a recording saying, I've got the golden blanken ticket, because he was supposed to fill a seat. And, you know, basically, he wanted to cash in on it, and it's really not something that you were allowed to sell.
Right.
Yeah. So he's open, though, now for the idea of running for an Illinois Senate seat as a MAGA Republican. Never say never, he told Breitbart. Blagojevich spoke about what he predicts to be a historic midterm election, historically bad for Democrats, he claims, when host Matthew Boyle asked him if he is considering a political comeback, given the past scandal while he served as the Democratic governor of Illinois from 2003 to 2009. He was impeached following charges of public corruption, served nearly 8 of a 14-year sentence. Wow. You've got people, we had one just the other day, an illegal killed a couple of young people, DUI. He got 10 years, and then they ended up letting him go after 3.
Which is just...
Now, what this guy did, obviously, was wrong.
He didn't kill anybody.
I guess it was this, this was back in the day when, you know, they actually would catch a powerful person, and they would actually end up going to prison.
And he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
So
is he considering it? And, yep, it looks like it. And he said, what's your advice to various possible candidates out there? You know, never say never. It'd be quite a story, wouldn't it? You know, coming out of prison after 8 years and then returning to Washington and becoming a United States senator. I'd like to say to your listeners, I didn't break a law, cross the line, or take a penny, he continued. What my greatest accomplishment as governor is, said, I used to think it was providing affordable health care to every child in Illinois. He also touted providing free public transportation to seniors and the disabled as other accomplishments during his term. Huh. So, we'll see if... I saw him recently.
Yeah.
And his hair still looks great. But he has aged a bit under it, as we all have, but...
But he's one of those people you kind of forget how long it's been since we saw him.
Yeah.
And it's been a while. I mean, it's been a while since he was governor, then he got caught, then the prison, then, you know, the getting out, so...
Yeah, I mean, I guess 2009 or 10 is when he went in.
You know, 15 years.
Yeah. There was a certain popularity he had.
Oh, yeah.
Until...
Yes, he was pretty slick, too.
Well, I think it's one of those cases of maybe others have done something similar. They just didn't say it as out loud as he did.
Yeah, you can just, the video, the audio, it's been out there for so long and you can't get around. And so I think the arrogance of that is sometimes what irritates people as much as anything.
Yeah, well,
absolutely. You're doing, but you're arrogant about it, and he was.
But he did it all without one piece of hair being out of place. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Sunday on Meet the Press, that the Trump administration's trade negotiations with several Asian countries are moving along very well. We'll dig into that coming up on the Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.